Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host today. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. My guest today is a musician, a singer-songwriter from Santa Fe, New Mexico. His name is Jamie Michaels. Jamie, welcome to the program. It is wonderful to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you again, Simon. Hi, folks. It's cold in Santa Fe. That's all I have to say about that.
I was going to ask you that. I was wondering if it had warmed up enough for you to take your dog out for a walk yet.
I took him out for a walk this morning, but he still had to put his coat on. It's been cold. Although I'm getting ready to go on the roads, of course, I got a note from a friend this morning telling me that it was going to be sunny in the 50s all next week. So it's been a pretty brutal winter temperature last year.
Can we start with a little background? I know that our listeners are interested in discovering who is Jamie Michaels.
As are a lot of people. What would you like to know?
Just a little bit about yourself. I know that you live in New Mexico, but I don't believe that's where you were born. Is it?
No, I'm a New England baby. I was raised in outside of Providence, Rhode Island, and I started playing music. I started playing guitar when I was 13. It was during the what used to be called the Great Folk Music Scare of the 1960s, and I found something that I loved at a very young age, and I've been doing it ever since. I started off doing acoustic music, and progressed from that. After a few years of playing solo, I became a bass player for a while, and I played in acoustic trios, and then that kind of morphed into about a decade-long career as a rock and roller. And then when I just got way too tired to do that anymore, I went back to acoustic music about 20 years now, and back to my first love.
You've just released a new CD, The Man with the Time Machine. And Jamie, I have to admit that I am really impressed with it. What sort of general feedback are you getting from fans?
It's been out for just a few weeks, and it's starting to get some radio play at various folk music shows and Americana shows all over the country. In fact, all over the world, it's starting to get some airplay in Europe, too. And the people that have heard it just seem to like it. I'm very, very proud of it. I think we connect on this one.
I'll tell you what, Jamie. We've obviously whetted the appetites of our listeners. Would you mind if we played a track? In fact, my choice, even though it may not be entirely representative of your style, if we can call it that, would be track one, "Wish on the Moon." Would that be okay?
I would love to hear what that sounds like on a telephone.
All right. This is Jamie Michaels, "Wish on the Moon."
We are lucky to meet where the heart of the night meets the dark of the street. We are happy to know we are bending the light when we dance in the glow. Not everything cares to see, but there are some things that even the wind must believe. Everything's over too soon. If you want to wish big, baby, wish on the moon. Ooh. keep me in time. I don't know what the morning will bring to the people who dream the impossible things. We are lucky to meet where the heart of the night meets the dark of the street. We are happy to know we are bending the light when we dance in the glow. Not everything can be deceived, but there are some things that even the wind must believe. Everything's over too soon if you want to wish big, baby, or wish on the moon. Heart with a song, and they hope that somebody is singing along. I don't know if that matters to you, but you never can tell what a song can do. We are lucky to meet where the heart of the night meets the dark of the street. We are happy to know we are bending the light when we dance in the glow.
Listened to this track, and I have to admit that I thought I was listening to Paul Simon during his Rhythm of the Saints phase, but that's not true. I went back and played it a couple more times, and it's much closer to Under the African Skies off the Graceland album. Is Paul Simon one of your musical influences?
No, he's a hero of mine. I've always loved Paul. I love Paul's stuff going all the way back to, you know, the original Simon Garfunkel, the acoustic stuff. I think he's just a brilliant songwriter. You can't be influenced by people that you really like. So that...
Your call is breaking up. Do you think you might move your cell to an area with better reception?
Let's see. Let's try moving around. Actually, I'm on a landline. Is it still breaking up?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of icky. But never mind. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't let these things get in my way.
No, I'm sorry. You sound perfectly fine here. Comcast. It's a Comcast phone line.
Right.
I apologize.
No problem. It's not your fault. Tell us a little bit about the song. There's got to be a story behind this song.
Well, I'll try to speak loudly and slowly, which slowly is hard for me, being from New England. I'm a big fan of the Kerrville Folk Festival. I go there as often as I can. It's down in Texas. It's one of the best songwriter festivals in the country. And the people that run that also have a hand in running the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance Conference every fall, which is 4 days in a hotel in Austin, singer-songwriters and showcasing and just doing the shows. And when you go to the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance Conference, one of the first things that you do is there's a big fishbowl that has what look like Chinese fortune cookie fortunes in it, and it's your songwriting assignment for the weekend. So I went there and 2 years ago and pulled out a piece of paper that said midnight, lamplight, tree light, starlight, which was a perfect course. So, and I just kind of took that and ran with it. The imagery from the song also comes from the Kerrville Folk Festival. There's what they call a crossroads in the campground. It's where there's two main paths that meet, and there are streetlights there. And there are usually big crowds all night long just standing around playing music and dancing and just having a wonderful time and thinking about those people dancing in the moonlight when I wrote the rest of the lyrics. And I have to give a shout-out to the co-writer, Emily Lott, who works in the Kerrville office, and she also writes the Fortune Cookie Fortunes. So she was the co-writer on the song.
I know that when you tour, you tend to play solo, but clearly on this track, you have other musicians. Who actually helped you in the studio?
The main person that helps me in the studio is the guy that's produced my last six albums. We're done seven albums together. He remixed an older one of mine, a fellow named John O. Manson, who I met here back in the late 90s when I moved to Santa Fe. He's a great musician in his own right. He's a brilliant songwriter. And he's had a home studio since he was 14. He knows recording. And coincidentally, a lot of the guest artists on this album, like that was John Popper from Blues Traveler playing harmonica on the track. And the only reason he's there was he was working on an album with Jono. The same thing with Jeff Scroggins, the banjo player. They're people that come in to record projects at Jono's studio, and I tend to just kind of, I show up one day and say, hey, would you mind playing on my song, you know? And the vocals, there's the woman singing with me is a woman named Larkin Gale that lives here, and the background singers are a duo called the Flying A's, Stuart and Hillary Adamson from Austin, Texas, who phoned in their part.
I really think that the engineer or the producer deserves great credit. I mean, it's such a tremendously well crafted recording. So give him a pat on the back from Simon when you see him next.
I will. I was just speaking to him a little while ago. He's about to head out on tour himself next week. John Popper has put together an Outside of Blues Traveler solo project called The Dust Gray Troubadours, and Jono produced and co-wrote their album, and they're going out on tour next week. I'll give them a little plug. Oh, and I also have to mention Steve Lindsay and Mark Clark, who are the bass player and the drummer throughout the entire album, and I've been playing with them for years. If I could afford to, I'd go out on tour with them, but it's getting really, really hard to keep a band on the road these days.
I hear that from almost everyone that I interview. You know, it is just economically impossible to tour with a full band. I mean, you need a barrel load of money.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, that's the old joke of, you know, how do you make $1 million in folk music? You start with $3 million. So.
I don't think I've heard that one before, but I do like it.
The funny thing about the song "Wish on the Moon" is I'm getting ready to go back out on tour. The album is out, and I still haven't figured out how to play it solo. I will eventually, but I haven't quite, you know, I can't do John Popper's harmonica track, and I can't do the background vocal, so it's, I'll figure it out eventually, but that's, I play solo all the time, and I so rarely get to play with other musicians that when I go into a studio, I have no desire to go in and just be on the guitar and record the songs as they're written. I crave putting, you know, just letting the song dictate. John is my philosophy in the studio is we let the song tell us who should be playing on it, you know. And we try to don't overdo it. We try to keep it minimal. You
know? As a reviewer, I look at aspects that some people might not. And an important albeit subconscious aspect is the order that tracks appear on a CD. I'm not sure if it's an art form or a science. Why did you choose to open with Wish on the Moon?
Sequencing albums is, for me anyway, is really difficult. You know, you think you've got it, and there's one song that doesn't quite work, and then you start over again, and it just happened to, it just worked out that was the order that sounded the best to us. So we, actually, I had, I think the original one, I had Black River kicking it off, but we settled on that. You know?
Yeah, but I could see Black River maybe being a little too dark for an opening track.
That's what I thought.
Right, but beautiful song. And on the subject of songs, track number two, which is the title track, the Man with the Time Machine. It's a very, very different beast. Do you think we should play it, and then we could maybe talk about it?
It works for me.
All righty. This is the title track, Man with the Time Machine.
I'm the man with the time machine, the quickest man you'll never see, watching out for those sudden winds to carry you away from me. It doesn't matter where I go, I find myself standing right here. Look to the crowd for that face I know. I wave beat. I'm the man with the invisible tears, an old movie on a midnight screen, one where the good guy has a chance to win, get the girl in the final scene. It doesn't matter where I go, I find myself standing right here. Look to the crowd for that face I know. I wait a beat. Walk in the station after midnight, watching shadows catch the rain, waving goodbye and blowing kisses at all those moving trains. Thank you. bits of paper on a blue background, a little place where I can hide a smile, a little something I can wish upon. It doesn't matter where I go, I find myself standing right here. Look to the crowd for that face I know. I wave. Walking the station after midnight, watching shadows catch the rain, waving goodbye and blowing kisses, and all those moving trains.
Is another very, very wonderfully crafted track. Oh, and Jamie, before you tell us about the story, I'm pretty certain I have two of your fans on the line, and they want to say hello. They're fans from the L.A. area. See, word is traveling, about you. I think I have Manny Barling and Ashley Brooks on the line. Is that you?
Of course. Hi, Jamie. It's Ashley and Manny, and we thought we'd call and save you from Simon for a few minutes.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm fine, Ashley. How are you?
Doing great. How's the tour?
It hasn't started yet. I've been home here in Santa Fe for about 2 months now.
Well, that should please your family. I'm sure they're happy when you're not on tour. We've loved your new album. I think it's fabulous.
I do too.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a return to traditional music. We need a lot more of it. I don't know if you read recently that Bob Dylan is returning to his roots of doing folk singing and changing back to where he was.
Really?
Yeah. He's apparently working on an album that sounds eerily like your music.
Wow.
There you have it. Dylan is copying you.
Well, it's in the news.
Can I quote anyone on that?
I hope our listeners have an opportunity to listen to Jamie's music. We've enjoyed it. He's a terrific human being, and we just want to interrupt the show for a few moments to acknowledge your skill and your contribution in music. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you so very much. Actually, I'm going to be in your neighborhood in the fall.
Good. Will you let us know? And we'll,
absolutely.
Unless it's a private party where they won't welcome us, we'll come as a disguise. Maybe as the old San Diego chicken or something, and they won't notice us.
There you go.
That'll work.
Anyway, we'll
good
let you guys
for,
get
good
back
to hear you guys.
Yeah, we'll let you get back to talking about music without us. And again, congratulations. We hope the tour goes well.
We do.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks, guys.
I need to meet those guys. I really do.
Oh, but they are two of my very best friends. let's go back to the track that we just played, "Man with the Time Machine." Tell us a little bit about it.
There were actually two versions of that written, or one and a half versions of that written. Every year I go to Rocky Mountain Song School. It's part of the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival. It's 5 days of seminars, and I've got my wife convinced that it's like going to work, but actually it's a bunch of folk singers hanging out having a wonderful time. And I was walking with my friend Christopher Smith, who's a great songwriter from the Bay Area, and out of the blue I said, you know, it would be a good song title, "A Man with the Time Machine." And he said, okay, well, you should write it. And so I kind of wrote down the title. That afternoon, coincidentally, I took an open tuning class with a great singer-songwriter named Jonathan Brook. And there was this really bizarre tuning that I liked, and I was just kind of fooling around with it after the class. And the original idea behind the song was I was trying to write about my ability to disappear in crowds, especially at parties. I'm very shy. I'm not very good at parties. And there was a big wine and cheese thing coming up that afternoon, and I kind of stand around, and I don't really talk to anyone, and I'm very uncomfortable. And I was trying to write verses about that, and I kept getting, you know, I had these very long, like eight-line verses, and then the last line of the verse was, because I'm the man with the time machine, and I was talking about my ability to disappear. And while I was working on the song, I looked at the program for the festival, and John Prine was the headliner. And something in my head went, oh, yeah, right, John Prine, get to the point. And I threw everything out except I'm the man with the time machine, and I made it the first line. And all of a sudden, a whole new song emerged. So I should probably give Jonathan Brook and John Prine co-writing credit on it.
Boy, I didn't realize John Prine was still actively playing. If it's the same gentleman I'm thinking of, Pardon?
Yeah, there's only one John Prine.
Right. He's got to be no spring chicken.
I would say he's probably maybe 65 or 6, something like that. It's a different John Prine. I mean, he has some kind of jaw cancer or something, so he looks really different. He's had a lot of surgeries, and his voice is much lower. But he headlined the festival up there, and it was incredible. There were a couple of thousand people. And it was the most respectful crowd I've ever seen. They were singing along with every song, but they were singing quietly. And everyone was just so glad that he was still there and still playing. And he's still hysterically funny. And he has new material. And his songs are just, he's an amazing songwriter.
Indeed. I remember seeing him at the Cambridge Folk Festival. Had to have been in around 73, 74, somewhere in that neck of the woods, and
you know,
he was just awesome.
Yeah, he's one of the best, and it was so. I hadn't seen him probably in 25 years. You know, I think the last time I saw him was 25 years ago, probably in South Carolina when I was living there. And he just, I've always loved his stuff. His turn of phrase, his the way he describes things. It's just so beautiful.
Okay, well, one of the things that I like to do on interviews is be absolutely shameless and commercial. Where can people buy copies of this very, very fine album?
Right now, it's available at a place called Nimbit.com, N-I-M-B-I-T. .com. Well, actually, it's nimbitmusic.com/JamieMichaels, and there's a link to it off of my website, JamieMichaels.com, and the trick is always to spell Jamie, J-A-I-M-E, and you can get there, and I think it's probably at Amazon.com, available as a download right now, and it should be on iTunes any day now. It got submitted a while ago, but they get so much music, it takes them a while to get it up there. I've always got a few copies in the car. if you should see me anywhere.
Right. There's another folk singer that I suppose you could say I quote hang out with, gentleman by the name of Tokyo Rosenthal, and. He tells a delightful story of doing his coal miner's daughter impression. He basically loaded his car up with copies of his CD and cruised up and down the East Coast, knocking on Americana radio station doors, saying, hey, why don't you play this?
Well, you, they call security now. But
yeah, that was kind of what I thought that the response would, you know, would have been. But he was actually telling me that you know, radio has very much changed. However, you know, the Americana stations don't tend to run with the you know, the playlists that you know, other genres have, and basically they welcomed him with open arms.
They actually are very receptive to certain kinds of music, although I have yet to figure out exactly what Americana music is. Apparently my last album wasn't, because it didn't get played at Americana stations. This one's getting played. I don't know why, but I'm happy that it is. And the other stations that are good are there are the college acoustic music shows, and the internet has totally changed the rules as far as listening to music. I rarely listen to music on the radio anymore. I will when I'm driving sometimes, but when I'm home, it's always most of the music I listen to is coming out of the computer. Either a feed from, you know, I listen to WUMB in Boston, a great Americana acoustic music station. There's another station called Folk Alley in Ohio. They're all over the country. Some of them are feeds from commercial stations. Some of them are just guys that put shows up on sites like Live 365, and they're really, really good. You can discover a lot of new music that way because there are no rules there, that people just play what they like.
There's one more track off the album that I'd say I want to play, but I must play. I absolutely must play. I must play it for several reasons. Number one, it is a truly, truly beautiful song, and I think it showcases Jamie Michaels, and there's also a wonderful backstory. So, Jamie, I have to do this. Black River, is that okay?
It's one of my favorites. Thank you very much for playing it again.
Father's grandfather made his way down to the sea. He sailed halfway around the world from the shores of Italy. With nothing but a faith in how his life would be. He lived in a time when dreams were to be believed. My father's grandfather labored each and every day. Not till the sun kissed the horizon would he put his nets away. Heading for the home they'd built in this new land. Following the stars to the shores of Louisiana. Cast your prayers upon the water when the moonless nights have come. Your home lies far beyond the shadows where the Black River runs. father's grandfather taught his son all that he knew. Take only what you need, take pride in what you do. To every day becomes a link in what's an everlasting chain. Passes father unto son, and unto son again. Cast your prayers upon the water, when the moonless nights have come. Your home lies far beyond the shadows, where the black river runs. Father's grandfather wouldn't recognize this place. I stand here on his shore, tears running down my face. I've got this feeling in my heart between forgiveness and a sin. My children take my trembling hand. Tides keep rolling in. Cast your prayers upon the water, when the moonless nights have come. Your home lies far beyond the shadows, where the black river runs. Cast your prayers upon the water, when the moonless nights have come. Your home lies far beyond the shadows, where the black river runs. Your home lies far beyond the shadows, where the black river runs.
Undoubtedly, an absolutely outstanding song. Now, for once in my life, I'm ahead of the game. I know the story, but our listeners don't. Jamie, tell us about Black River.
Well, Black River came straight off a CNN news broadcast of an interview with a fisherman during the Gulf oil spill crisis last summer. And they were talking to a young fisherman who was lamenting the fact that he couldn't fish anymore. He couldn't fish the waters that he had fished his whole life and that his father had fished, going all the way back to his great-grandfather, who had actually come from Italy. It was an Italian fisherman who had moved to South Louisiana. And when I was growing up, I knew my Italian great-grandmother, who had also come from Italy and from vaguely around the same part of Italy. And I just started thinking about what it would be like to lose something that went all the way back to when this woman I knew as nearly 100 years old when I was in college was a child. And the story just kind of wrote itself after that. It was a major moment of empathy. Yeah.
Okay, now the song was destined for the CD, and indeed it is on the CD, but you also chose to release it as a single. I think there's a story there as well.
Well, it was just the song was there. We had the recording, and Jono and I were talking about what we could do, if there was some way that we could help. And a person that you probably know, I think she's the one that hooked us together, a publicist that we've been working with on the album named Pigeon O'Brien, was aware of the Greater New Orleans Foundation, and she facilitated it. She kind of hooked us up together so that we could try, even in whatever small way we could, to raise money to try and put some basically to try and put some food on some tables because people are, we're still doing it. People are still hurting down there. They're going to be hurting for a long time to come from all the lost business and the lost revenue. And I'm still not sure if the fishing grounds are open. I don't think they're open all the way yet. And it was just an attempt to try to do something, you know, however
right,
small.
And all proceeds from the sales went to the Greater New Orleans Foundation. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're giving 100% of the proceeds from the single, which is still for sale on jamiemichaels.com. You can pick it up there, and there's a place where you can make a donation. We're asking a minimum donation of $2, but you can donate as much as you can help. It would be appreciated. And we're also donating 10% of the sales from the CD to the same foundation. Again, just to try to help a little.
I think that's a really upstanding thing for you to do. I know that we've talked before, and I really enjoyed your explanation that I'm in New Mexico. I can't be down in the Gulf. I can't be there physically helping, but I can help in a small way, and it's people like you helping in your small way that is it's appreciated. The people of the Gulf need the Jamie Michaels of the world. So from the entire, Gulf region, I say thank you very much, Jamie Michaels.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for saying that. I do appreciate it. It's nothing more than seeing an opportunity to perform some kind of small kindness, which I think we could all use a little more of, not just for the big things like oil spills, but just in your everyday contacts with people. Just a little bit of kindness goes a long way.
Yeah, there was a phrase that I heard. It was a number of years ago, and it was performing random acts of kindness. You know, helping a stranger in distress. It didn't have to cost anything, but boy, the effort was appreciated.
Well, it kind of goes with the whole concept of paying it forward. You know, I mean, I've been very blessed. I've led a blessed life. I've gotten to do music for 40 years. I mean, how lucky am I? You know? And so you just try to keep your eyes open and it's just being a nice person. It's not that hard. Somebody should tell someone. Well, never mind. Let's not get political. I just reached behind the chair and picked up the soapbox.
Okay. I know that lots of people want to go and, watch Jamie Michaels perform live. Where can people find you? What is your upcoming schedule? What areas of the country?
Let's see. Well, I'm going to be at the Folk Alliance conference in Memphis, and then I come back. I'll be in Colorado this summer. I'll be in Alaska. Later on, I'll be on the West Coast again. I'll be in the Northwest. I'm going to be in the Northeast. I'm all over the map. And then in the spring of 2012, I keep saying this out loud, so I'll actually book it. In the spring of 2012, I'm going to spend the month of April in Europe. One way or the other, either touring or on vacation. Hopefully touring. But on my website on jamiemichaels.com, there's a tour page there, and it's kept up to date, so you can see. And there's also at the bottom of the front page of the website, there's an email list that you can get on, and I send out periodic emails telling people where I'm going to be and inviting them. So if you think you'd like to catch a show, just go to jamiemichaels.com and get on the email list. And I promise I won't email you a lot. I won't send you daily updates or anything. I'll just let you know where I'm going to be and when you can come and see me.
And I will say this to the listeners. If Jamie was appearing in my neck of the woods, I would be lined up to buy tickets. So I think it's probably a great concert that you put on.
I'll tell my booking agent that, so we'll make a point of coming to your house.
Sure. Yeah. We've got a really nice backyard. I mean, you know,
an awful lot of my shows these days are house concerts. It's the new, the last couple of years they've really caught on, and it's musicians love them. It's a great way to play music, and audiences seem to really like it too.
Very informal
and very up close.
It's a colossal backyard. I mean, there's room for a stage. We probably get a couple of hundred people.
Well, let's do it.
All right.
It's a date. We'll pick a date.
Sure.
When it's warm, when it warms up a little.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the Mississippi Gulf Coast area. Pretty much, any summer month, wear shorts.
Okay. Actually, I have a wonderful fan in Mississippi that I have not met yet. He's been so nice to me. I even forget how we met online. He's the editor of the local newspaper, the Lee County Courier, in Tupelo. And he always reviews my CDs. He always sends me nice notes. And one of these days, I really need to go through and have a cup of coffee with him. He just seems like a really nice guy.
Okay. I hate to do this to you, but my producer is whining in my ear. You know, time is up. Time is up. So, Jamie, I really want to thank you for taking time out to talk with us today, and I'm sure I speak for everyone at Blogger News in wishing you every success with not just this CD, but whatever is to come and whatever went before.
Thank you so much, Simon. It's always good to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you again. I've started writing the next album already.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Till next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a great, happy, and safe day. We'll talk again soon. Goodbye.